South Africa are through to the Africa Cup of Nations knockout stages. That after a hard-fought 3-2 win over Zimbabwe in Morocco. Now, goals from Tsepang Moremi, Lal Foster and Oswin Apollos secured second spot in Group B behind Egypt, making it three straight AFCON qualifications for Bafana Bafana. Now, coach Hugo Bruce admits he's worried about costly mistakes, especially with the knockout rounds now looming.
We started very well. Good football, circulation of the ball was good till the moment we scored a goal, and then for one or another reason we made again the same mistakes as in the previous games, not taking the positions anymore. Yeah, and then you give the opportunity to the opponent to be dangerous.
It feels like Bafana Bafana are going to win Africa Cup of Nations. That is the energy I'm putting out into the world. They are through to the knockout stages. We've made it so far. Bruce not too happy with their performances, but I guess we'll have to wait and see for the knockout stages. The teams through to the knockout round, obviously South Africa, Nigeria joining them, Egypt, Algeria, and also the host nation, Morocco, all through to those knockout stages. Morocco making it through after taking a 3-0 victory over Zambia. Right, staying with football, Burnley manager Scott Parker isn't taking too much notice of Newcastle's inconsistent form ahead of their Premier League meeting at Turf Moor tonight. Now, the visitors have just won just once on away from home in the top flight this season. But Parker knows they face a dangerous challenge.
A wealth of quality in their squad, really. We're going to have to need to bring something to this game on Tuesday that gives us a real opportunity, really.
And then over to cricket now. Quinton de Kock and Matthew Brietsky struck fluent half centuries as Sunrisers Eastern Cape cruised to a 48-run bonus point win over the Pretoria Capitals in their Betway SA20 clash in Gqeberha. Adam Milner started with the ball, ripping through the Capitals lineup at St. George's Park. And then Durban Super Giants are in action later today at the Kingsmead Stadium, weather permitting, of course. They are set to get underway against Joburg Super Kings at 5:30. And then Melbourne Cricket Ground has been handed one demerit point by the ICC after the fourth Ashes Test pitch was rated unsatisfactory. Now, England won the Boxing Day Test inside 2 days, 36 wickets falling amid excessive seam movement. Now, venues that accumulate 6 demerit points within 5 years face a 12-month ban from hosting international cricket. Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crown.